It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve. I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome, everybody.
Nuggets.
To the first ever Chicken Chukka Challenge.
And go.
Oh, I didn't put the...
You're a fucking queer.
Go. Shut up.
Can we eat?
I'm Derek. It's the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I eat nuggets.
Steven.
Stevie McNugget.
Kevin. Breathing into his nuggets. We have our good friend Mike Quest eating nuggets.
Leave me alone.
And Jeff Cannonball sitting it out.
I'm a vegan.
You got a little vegan in there.
I got a little vegan dick and a little we piping little dick.
It's soy boobies.
Dude, that's your new Twitter name.
How did that all start?
I thought it was funny to do a voice and say whatever came to mind first, and that's legitimately what happened. All
right. Your new Twitter name is soy titties.
Soy tits.
So, for those of you not keeping track, we went to Wendy's and we bought 200 chicken nuggets.
I didn't go.
50 each. What's that?
Apparently 206.
Oh, we got some extra?
Yeah.
Passing this way, because I'm
with a couple of fries,
oh,
really? Too.
Oh, you want some buttermilk ranch with those?
Derek, those are supposed to be tiebreakers, though.
Tiebreakers. We're not going to eat a tiebreaker.
Well, whoever doesn't finish theirs, those will go get thrown into the pot.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker, you have to eat a thing of ranch.
Yeah. Just drink it.
Shots of buttermilk ranch all around.
Here's what we're going to do. First to 50 wins. Mike, Kevin, Steve, and Matt. I got it right this time. Uh-huh. All have a pile of 50 in front of them. And so you got to go for speed and endurance.
I'm just going to enjoy
first to 50.
It would appear that Matt...
I'm just going to enjoy them.
Matt's just here. Nah, man. Free nuggets.
Matt and Mike have a similar strategy with the plate. Steve is keeping his in a container, and I have mine in a bag.
A giant bag. Yeah. It's becoming translucent.
See, I plan on drinking mine down.
I've already stained my shorts because I had it in my lap.
I have a juicer if anybody wants to juice their nuggets.
You want double
bag? I'll drink them. Juice them up.
Or, put an apple in there.
Is that fair or no?
Some kale? Why not?
Or as Owen Hart would say, we have lots of nuggets.
I'm not a nugget.
Can you juice mine? Is that fair?
No, you can't now.
What?
Juice them.
Oh, nuggets with just dip the barbecue
just
in there?
Just mix some sweet and sour sauce with the nuggets and fucking juice it.
I can't believe you're going for the sauce.
I'm going to need something eventually.
They all have sauce, I think.
Yeah, I know, but that's just going to slow you down. I would just
sauce?
Be down.
Not if you drink the sauce.
Ooh. If you're such a pro, why don't you do it?
I want to hear a review of the buttermilk ranch because there's no
I already have bowel cancer, apparently.
What's that, Mike? It's a side effect of the Humira.
You ready to go? All right.
So intense about your nuggets.
Come on.
These are Wendy's nuggets, by the by. And are we going to time this? Or I don't think we need to time
it. No, it's first 50.
It's first 50. All right, let's just go.
Wait, hold on. You got to give the rules, the no shitting and puking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no shitting, no puking, no moving. You just got to eat them. You tap out, you're out, obviously. First to 50 wins.
Or the sole survivor.
There's a chance that I'm going to tap, but continue to eat some.
He's gonna start pacing himself.
All right, let's just go into it.
All right, ready and eat.
Just fucking Steve.
Wow, Steve
drinking
really
them.
Dumping them.
10 in.
So it's the Derek and Jeff show.
Derek and Jeff show.
Buttermilk ranch is okay.
Oh, Mike's got some.
There's no way buttermilk ranch is okay. Matt's a liar. Gatorade. He's disqualified. I think Mike's doing two at a time.
I'm gonna sit here and enjoy. Somebody's rather cold.
I gotta do commentary.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to say off the bat, I think Kev's going to win.
I know he's going to win.
I know Kev's going
to
win.
Mike's shoving two in his mouth at a time. That's going to come to him. Steve's drinking them. Matt, I'm not really watching, but he said he was going to enjoy them.
And
Matt, I'm not watching, but he's got a giant gut.
Yeah.
I like to say we are not competitive eaters or healthy. Every time we do something like this, there's always someone that goes, I can have like three times that much. Yeah, we know. We're just normal. Well, we're not normal. We're
normal
just people
fat-ass
who like to eat. And
my jaw's tired.
This one, Steve's fucking now it's ready
sport
to tap out already. Yeah, we're not pretending that we can, you know.
Kev's going to be done in like 8 minutes.
I also like that Kev's just sticking with one sauce while other people are up. Never mind, he's alternating. I got words.
Is that the only thing left? Is the buttermilk ranch?
Mike's standing.
No, Mike's got plenty.
Well, I don't want to take anyone else's.
I'm 10 in.
Mike just did three.
You're 10
or
in already?
At once.
Yeah. No.
I made fucking boxes of 10, you pussy.
Does anybody else know how many in they are?
No.
I'm just waiting for
just enjoying them.
Just waiting for Sean to knock the door down. Mm-hmm. And just start
just
eating everybody.
100 nuggets.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys have him back?
Apparently he was invited.
Doesn't nobody gave me an answer if I was to invite him.
Doesn't he have to
be? I said sure.
I said sure. Yeah. I feel like he should have to be here to defend his crown.
I mentioned was down, yeah.
Well, since he's not defending his crown, you guys should just stop. Let's do it again next week.
All right.
Yeah, let's just
see if
he
can beat us. Yeah. We'll just have him on Pip the whole time.
There you go.
I see all the butternut or whatever it is ranch.
Butternut ranch.
It probably tastes like that. It all got put to the side, so it can't be good.
I am not a ranch fan.
I used to like ranch a lot, but there's no way buttermilk ranch tastes good.
I had some relatives up from Florida, and we went to Junior's, mm-hmm. and the one girl got wings, and she brought them home. She goes, oh, tell me this is blue cheese. So yeah, of course
hurts.
It is.
My heart hurts.
And she, Steve's going to have a fucking heart attack. By the way, if you have a heart attack, you're out.
You're liable. We didn't sign no fucking waivers.
Ooh. Yeah.
I waived the waivers.
I'm going home.
Verbal contract.
Yeah, she said she couldn't eat wings without ranch. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anybody? Ranch with wings?
Nah.
Comment? No? Thumbs down? Good.
I am 16 in.
Wow.
Wow, this is going to... What are we going to do the rest of the night?
I feel like Matt's already tapped out.
Matt is literally just enjoying it.
He really is just eating slow. And
these will be gone.
I believe that, but you're not winning.
No, he may not be first to 50, but...
He will hit 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mike
I'm
looks good.
Story.
Clutch says, this is fucking disgusting to watch.
I agree.
Kev's cheating because he doesn't. We don't know how many is in his bag. We can't
Whoa.
Compare.
Well, we did a
That's
little
a strategy.
Everyone counted their own nuggets. There's really no prize or anything, so I don't know why anybody would be like, "I won."
How are you doing with your nuggets, Derek?
I kind of stopped because I felt like it was.
I'm 20
holding the show up. No, really.
No, I've had.
Dude,
Mike looks like he might be 20 in though too.
I've had wings with ranch before, but like as a last resort.
I'd rather just eat the wing plain.
Right, I'm getting diabetes.
Yeah,
I'm getting it.
You well, already have colon
high
cancer.
High fructose corn syrup. yeah, Clutch says that Kev's taking the Nicky Ocean's approach by not showing what's in his bag.
The stealth approach.
I think we got to do another King of the Castle too.
Okay.
Fuck that.
This, by the way, is this our 200th show or was the last one?
The last show was 200.
Last was 200, so to celebrate it on our 201st.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we got 206 nuggets, so we should have waited.
Well, we didn't know.
No.
All right, here we go. Starting on hitting 30.
Oh, my God.
So
this
gross
be over.
To just hear you say.
Yeah. I do not feel good right now.
No, you're not going to.
As if 30 nuggets isn't enough. You've eaten in, what, 3 minutes?
Good point.
Yeah.
10 a minute.
Who wants some butterscotch?
Butterscotch fucking ranch.
This stuff is.
All right, no chewing in the mics. It's really nasty.
I'm sweating so fucking bad. It feels so gross.
It is hot in here, yeah, too. So I wish it was cool outside.
Open
so
that
we can...
window. It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it rained.
Well, either way, you're going to have
Did
the
it?
Meat sweats.
Meat sweats. Just like you know. Yeah. All right, Jeff, take over. I'm going to open the door.
All right, it's the Jeff show now, and we'll see why I don't have a show. I'm just not going to talk.
Hey, which side is that dick?
What?
Dick side.
Oh.
Wow. Let's go for it.
It's weird to do on the spot now. But I can see now, looking back at Derek, that he's got a little small dick in there.
All right. Well,
and I have popcorn on my shirt.
Nice.
guys.
I wish I had popcorn.
Mike is standing up.
No. About to hit 30. I was working on 30, I said.
I think Mike's right there with Steve.
Mike is taking this serious.
I think I'm around 25.
He wouldn't talk before.
No. He's like, fuck it, let's just eat. Fuck it.
Dropped it on the floor. That delicate blow.
He's out. That's a penalty.
No, it's going right into his mouth.
If he picks it up and eats it, that's fine.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to be done at 30.
Really?
Yeah.
You're tapping out?
Knew it.
I think.
You can't be the first one. That's too expected.
Damn it. I just know I'm going to throw up.
There's not enough sauce here.
I know.
Just get into some fucking butter, whatever. Just start putting butter on the way.
I got some fucking, I can't believe it's not butter up there.
Yeah, can the next challenge be just sticks of butter?
Oh, I would barf.
I'll break just veganism for that one.
I was about to say, you can't have butter, and then I realized what it was.
I think Mike just threw a nugget out.
I think the next White Castle challenge should be live at Yestercade's with a crowd. Mm. Now that you know how many people could fit in there.
Then we can get some people to participate.
Yeah.
What, is he done?
50.
No.
Ew.
No. Is he done?
No. I called it.
Are you kidding me?
I called it.
Down for half hour.
I don't need. What are we going to do for the rest of the night?
What time is it?
I'm not finished.
What's your time limit on that?
I don't even know.
Oh, it was less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
You
feel wonderful right now, I'm sure.
That's it. Are you serious? All right. That was anticlimactic, but okay. Impressive nonetheless. Kev is the winner. Wow, he scarfed those.
How long did the White Castle challenge take? I hope more than that.
How long was the White Castle challenge?
Well, that one
was
timed.
Half hour?
Wow. Yeah.
That was just eating.
How many do you have left, Matt?
I have 20 left.
Oh, wow. Steve, how many you got left?
I just spit out two, I think. And I got 20 left, so 30
wow.
left.
Wow.
I got 7 left.
Oh, wow. That's good. Very fucking good.
Dick. I looked over and I just saw how much he was eating.
Kev.
And I looked in the bag, there was 1 left.
All right, Kev. 10 more. 10.
I
more,
was about
ten,
to talk
more,
into the beer bottle. I didn't even realize how many I was at until like I was like, that's back. Oh my god.
I did it.
And then he grabbed it and looked. I'm like, there's 2.
Wow.
It's 2.
My god.
I'm almost disappointed that Mike didn't win because of how serious he was taking it. To the point where he wouldn't even talk before.
Yeah, now he's probably thinking, God, this wasn't worth it.
I had 6 and I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Wow. Mm. All right, I got to give it to you, Kev.
Yeah. All right, good show. We'll Cheers. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Wow.
Are we going for second place? Or
and I am struggling to hold this 30 down. Like, I might throw up.
As you should.
Power fluctuations.
I'm glad that Mike's still eating.
You need one more?
That's sauce.
Yep, sauce
I prepared
here.
Today, guys.
Did you?
Know
Didn't
that,
eat?
Yeah. Well, no. See, I've been eating a lot over the past couple of days, so I knew I'd have capacity.
Wow.
But all I had today was I had 6 egg whites this morning, and then I went to the gym and calculated the number of calories so I knew I'd be at a 2,500 deficit.
Wow.
And then I came in here only eating a handful of pretzels.
Oh, my God. So I didn't even ask about prep.
Yeah, what was everybody else's strategy? And
I had popcorn.
Popcorn and soda at the movies.
I drank like half a gallon of soda and half a bag of popcorn.
Oh, and you didn't win?
And I also had 4 beers before we started.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing McDonald's McNuggets, so I went to McDonald's. Ate a 20 in about 7 minutes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Today?
No, I'm Friday.
Oh.
So I didn't
I'm
know
not,
we were
I'm
doing.
Not a McDonald's
Dude.
Nugget oh, so fan.
Throw these are way much
now
thicker.
Now I want to enjoy some.
Yeah, they are.
They're thicker and heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you struggling at all?
Nope.
I'm struggling with the 30, but I'm going to pop 31.
Yeah?
They are delicious.
They are good.
Hey, well,
that's why I chose Wendy's.
See, I started with the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
That's my go-to, but once I finish a cup of barbecue, I'm like, let me hit in this honey mustard. That was a bad idea.
Yeah. Because
I like instantly started getting heartburn.
Is there any more barbecue left?
Nope, there's some sweet and
right
sour.
Here.
You got one?
A little.
One that you were dipping in.
We've got some buttermilk ranch over here.
Matt's got some, he's got some on his fingers.
Drop some on my shirt.
You know what? Man. Let me get that buttermilk ranch.
Okay.
Try it out. I've never heard of
buttermilk
ranch.
He's
going
to down the buttermilk ranch just to put the icing on the cake. You have any cups?
Oh, my God.
Matt, you're
making
a
mess
at
Derek's house.
Sorry, Derek. Or else you will?
No.
No.
This is the grossest. Oh, no.
Kev is drinking buttermilk.
Kev's
ranch.
Trying to make the rest of us barf.
I don't like Kevin anymore.
I don't like him.
I don't like him anymore.
Kev is giving cunnilingus.
I'm starting my own podcast, and I'm going to talk shit on Kevin now.
There you go.
Don't do
bullshit.
It to me.
Shit.
What do you call a cannonball cast?
Well, what? Don't put the chair down.
Cannon cast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I just had a weird chunk in one.
You got it?
Yeah,
let me get it. Lean back.
Did you actually drop a sauce?
No, well, when I asked for the buttermilk ranch, he threw three of them at me.
Oh, okay.
And if, in case you haven't noticed, Jeff's an athlete.
You're getting cozy.
Yeah.
Got real tired watching you guys all get the meat sweats.
Why don't you get him on camera, Derek?
I am in no way making an excuse. Having those beers beforehand didn't help, but just the pure speed alone, I couldn't keep up.
Just to give people the picture, Jeff's on the floor laying in the Shawn Michaels Playgirl pose with a Wendy's bag covering his penis. He's butt naked. Butt naked.
Yep, got real comfortable.
Yeah. Clutch are so delicious.
Now, Clutch said 50 nuggets is 2,200 calories.
Good job, Mike. Just finished
what did I say
50.
I don't know.
2,200?
He's 2,000 something.
So have fun tomorrow, guys.
That was anticlimactic. I'm gonna be honest. I'm glad we did it today. We didn't build it up.
See,
I really thought it was gonna take. I'm like 59. That's a lot. I don't know why I thought that.
Well, after the last contest, I kind of had something to prove. And what messed me up last time was that
the fact that you and Sean cheated.
Well, no, it was what me? How did I cheat?
I don't know.
It was Father's Day. And I went out with the girlfriend and her parents to Father's Day lunch at this Florio's, and we had this big Italian lunch, and then I had to hoof down.
What the hell? I guess I should have expected all that.
Now, didn't Sean say he never had them beforehand or something?
Or yeah, something like that.
Hmm? What?
Somebody at the White Castle Channel's never had before.
I think it was Sean.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's
weird
because
he lived like around the corner from the one in Sayreville.
I think he's a liar.
I feel fucking hideous.
You look hideous.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
I'm the only one not sweating, by the way, though.
Do you need those 10 over there?
Take them. Save these, though. I'm going to maybe pick on these for the rest
I'd like
a
couple,
night.
Too, if you don't mind.
Here, just take these.
How do you feel right now, Mike?
I feel like I can just eat more.
Wow.
I really do. I feel like I can scarf these other 10 down.
Yeah?
Yeah, but so share some more
demon. You want to go for honorable mention?
Uh-oh.
No, I knew that, like, no offense to Steve and Matt. I knew Kev was going to be my only competition.
Yeah.
Oh. And the only reason
no
I knew,
offense to Steve and Matt.
No offense.
The fuck, man?
No offense. I didn't
why
think you
I
had
say
this
no offense.
This is fat as these guys.
No. Kev's at the gym all the time, and people that work out constantly.
Well, now
that
offends me more.
So
I'm
much
always
more.
Yeah, Steve.
The juice bar.
It's true.
Did your gym have a juice bar?
It did, and nobody went to it, so they got rid of it. But the new proposed floor plans for the gym, they're putting in a yogurt bar and a juice bar.
Mmm.
Yogurt?
Frozen yogurt or Greek yogurt?
Oh, look at what is that?
What happened?
There's something funky going on with that nugget.
Oh, thank God you ate 50 of them.
God, I didn't touch one of them.
Was that cancer?
I didn't look at...
It's two nuggets in one.
Yeah, but there's like some jizz, like nugget jizz on the one side of it.
Mike.
No.
No more sweet and sour?
You got a Siamese nugget with jizz on it.
Nope.
Damn.
You're not eating no more?
No, I haven't seen that.
Luckily, I didn't dig into that fucking bucket.
Because you didn't eat 50 already.
Now, what was the... You had 23 White Castle burgers, Kev?
Was it? Yeah, 22 or 23? 23,
because I think Sean had 24. I think you had one less.
Yeah, I know I had one less, but I don't know if it was 22 and 23 or 23 and 24.
I think it was 23, 24, to be honest with you.
It was 23 nuggets. 23 White Castle burgers.
23 nuggets. Eat that with my pussy.
How many calories? Let's see.
You need something?
Man, I feel it's fucking gross.
Well, to the victor go the spoils. That's what I say.
But all I had was breakfast and then popcorn today.
Like
so,
100.
See, a cheese slider.
Go blot that sweat off.
Wow, this is all.
Okay, it's 155. That's right.
I got 170 here on the White Castle.
100 what?
170 for a cheese.
I would like for the next challenge to be a pasta challenge.
Oh God!
Can I play
pasta?
I wouldn't mind like a pie eating contest.
Wow!
But like straight up pussy pie, because I could eat that shit forever.
This one says that
I'm not picking up the tab for that one.
Well, I got on the White Castle website. I got 170 for a.
The frozen ones are
Kev, you know what, though? In retrospect, at least none of this shit went to waste.
Like 3,900 calories for 23 White Castles.
Would we have to bring our own pie in?
I'm talking about puss.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. I'll sit here and eat it for hours.
Yeah. Not my puss. Just the whole show?
Yeah. I could last forever.
Yeah, that one I don't think you can put on YouTube, though.
No. You have to shut the YouTube down for that one.
That's all right.
But I can eat that shit till the cows come home, motherfuckers.
Or till the dick pops out.
That's the only thing I'll ever brag about.
Yeah.
I can't win this shit. I try, but I can't. But I'll eat puss for hours.
All right.
My jaw don't get tired with that.
No.
So I actually do tongue crunches.
Wow.
Yeah, I can do push-ups with that shit, too.
Yeah, that's what he's doing when he's at the gym.
Oh.
Damn it.
Well, might as well get into some news.
Hey!
This just in.
Breaking news?
Yeah, 36 killed.
To regular cameras?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. Yeah,
fuck it.
Nah, whatever. Yeah, look at this. I don't need to be on camera. I'm not a narcissist. Yes, 36 killed in a bus crash in southern Italy.
Right now?
Yeah.
I've eaten more nuggets than that.
A bus returning, pilgrims from a weekend
Wendy's.
Visit to a Catholic shrine went off a bridge in southern Italy. Wow.
God wanted it to happen.
Yeah, leaving at least 36 dead.
Pilgrims? Like the
Mayflower?
Like the little shoe buckle guys?
Am I crying?
No, his eyelids are sweating.
No, I got a piece of
you have
the
a
nugget
cyst?
Crumb in my eye.
Nugget crumb.
That's today's show title.
Nugget crumb.
Crumb nugget.
Hey, it's a dangerous sport.
So are you talking about like the fucking swashbucklers?
No. Pilgrims as in people on a pilgrimage.
But like the little shoe buckles?
Yeah.
Wait, so did they eat turkey with Indians?
They did.
Nice.
Lots of turkey.
Nice.
I love turkey. Much like turkey, these nuggets are making me very sleepy.
Yeah.
Is there any way to like just crop the video of Mike rubbing his eye and then put like a don't try this at home?
Make a little meme out of it. By the way, there's like plenty of adamantium in these fucking nuggets. I'm tired.
Adamantium?
What?
Are you thinking of
tryptophan?
Yeah.
Yes.
You were close.
I like you were close. Didn't even start with the same letter.
No. Oh my goodness.
So you came prepared for this.
I almost this morning submitted a news story, and I would have felt like such an asshole if I didn't. I'm glad I went back and checked. I was going through Facebook, and a story popped up that the Denver Broncos quarterback, Peyton Manning, was in a car accident and broke both legs. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? And I click on it, and I'm reading it, and it said that he was in an accident with a 70-year-old woman. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to send this in, and we're going to talk about it on the show. And even though the guys don't know football, like, that'd be amazing. And then I'm like, wait. Let me see if this is on any other news sources.
Nope.
And nothing is coming up. And then I realize it's like a fake news website thing.
The Onion?
No, it was like it was like made to look like a real news website. But then when you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's like a thing that says it's fake.
Nice. There's so many people that like repost Onion articles thinking that they're real. Yeah.
Like the one with Zimmerman winning the lottery?
Yeah. Anything. It's just
posted that.
And you get like all these people, I can't believe it. You know, something about Obama giving money to like a parrot or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe he's doing this.
Fox News reported stories they read off the Onion.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had to put up a whole lot of apologies. Yeah. They did like a whole lot of apologies.
How about that story, though, with Zimmerman saving that guy from his burning truck?
Yeah, I that was
that
like,
was a legit one.
It was, but it was in pain.
Wait,
it was,
what? Burning truck?
Yeah. And this happened a while ago, right?
No, it happened like 2 days after he got acquitted. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
He really is driving along the road, and he's seen a flip fucking truck with his family in it, and it went up in flames, and he pulled him out.
Was it a black guy?
No.
Well, after the fire, he was
a clearly white family.
Yeah,
wait a minute. This just sent George Zimmerman in Italy.
pulled 36 people out of a burning bus.
Pulled 40 people out of a bus.
People were, like, criticizing him for saving
him. Zimmerman's going to become a superhero.
I know.
That's funny. Zimmerman.
He's vigilant.
Zimmerman.
Big Z.
Zimmerman.
Vigilant superhero, George Zimmerman.
Does whatever a racist can.
He gets his powers from strictly killing blackheads.
Mm-hmm. From Skittles. He's like Popeye with Skittles.
He steals Skittles from blackheads.
He squeezes it, yeah, and they pop up in there, and he swallows, yeah, them.
But he only eats the purple ones.
Grapes.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny.
Zimmerman and the other man were helping the two children and their parents get out of the overturned vehicle.
And they're like, get off me, you fucking racist.
Wow.
I don't I'd rather die.
And then, actually, if you continue reading, the fucking truck went up in flames, and then Zimmerman went and blew it into an icicle.
Blew it into an icicle.
Fucking Toyota fucking Tundra fucking glacier.
You know, ever since the trial, it says that George has been in hiding.
Yeah.
But then his Zimmer sense went off and he knew that there was trouble.
Zimmer sense.
Zimmer sense is tingling.
Well, actually, what happened was Zimmerman couldn't get to Italy in time, so he just flew around the world in reverse until it spun back time.
I was actually going for that joke, but I couldn't think I had to word it. Thank you.
And, well, mine was shit.
No, it's fine. It
was the icicle one worked.
That was funny. Zimmerman.
That's awesome.
He was probably out for a jog trying to get that the freshman 40 off that he got in jail.
Freshman 40?
Speaking of 40s, I had Steel Reserve the other day.
Horrendous.
Yeah, we decided to pound some tall cans before we came back.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you at least go for like Colt 45?
It was 8.1% alcohol, bro.
And yeah, 8% alcohol.
For $1.70.
You just get some Four Loko.
Bless you, Jeff.
No, I can't have that fucking give us some power energy drink. Drink shit.
No, your heart. Your ticker.
My Zimmerman.
Your Zimmerman.
I went with a beverage that was more suited for our drive home meal, and that was a Bud Light Lime in a tall
can. Oh, the Limeritas?
Nope, just the Bud Light Lime. Although they did have the tall can of the Limerita.
And do you know the 8 ounce can of Limeritas is something like 240 calories.
Oh,
yeah.
And I love every single
and
one of those.
And
people
are pissed because it's Bud Light.
We just had 50 Limeritas. Do you think we care about cows?
I know, but I'm just saying, people are like, oh, it's Bud Light. You know, Bud Light's like, what, 120 calories or something? If like
that,
a Bud Light?
Something like that.
And meanwhile.
112, I think.
112?
Yeah.
And they have the Limeritas or the strawberry things, and 240.
I had 30 nuggets.
Yeah.
I can't wait for A, what my shit looks like, and B, what my cum looks like.
Oh, extra protein.
Well,
it's going to cum sweet and sour.
After the White Castle challenge, I, for the next 2 days, had severe kidney pains.
Yeah.
And I sweat onions.
Yeah.
Like, that, just the scent coming from my pores with nothing but onions.
That happens to me.
Well, I don't know. It was just, like, harsh. It was, you know, lower back inside.
Body was
hurt.
Rejecting it.
The only deleterious effects that I experienced
were
just every one of my shits smelled like White Castle for 3 days.
Me but too, and I think I only had like 3 of them.
So then that's
for
not
3
bad.
3 days, though.
Yeah.
It just made me want more White Castle.
Yeah. You're just like, oh,
well, there were leftovers.
Yeah.
Might as well just reach in there and grab that poopies and eat them.
Grab that poopies.
All right, so
grab them cakes.
Since we have time, are we going to juice those couple nuggets that Matt has?
I don't really have a juice.
I'm trying.
Do you at least have Red Velvet cupcakes?
I'm glad Matt's still eating.
I want some kind of dessert now.
I could go for some.
I had
sweet.
The fucking, yeah, and now I need a dessert.
Let's go to Applebee's and get chocolate meltdowns.
Applebee's!
I already did beat Steve. Stop at 30.
Oh, you see my Instagram video of Jeff yelling at the fucking Taco Bell ladies?
I'm really yelling at her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just
kind
of yelling.
You were yelling mom.
You have any Coke, Derek? I mean, Coca-Cola?
No.
Do you remember that? Remember them old people I scared the shit out of?
The what?
The old people? Yeah. These old people merged on the fucking Long Island Expressway or whatever, and their windows were down. And the guy was...
Oh, no.
The guy looked like the father from The Sopranos, like Tony Soprano's dad.
At
like the top of my lungs, I was just like, and he got, like, he jumped, like, out of his seat. It was fucking hilarious.
Nice.
I love that story.
Which then got me young mom for pretty much the rest of the night at everybody.
You know, I forgot to take my meds, but I'm drinking beer, and I don't know.
Just take
my meds with beer.
And your life.
Seriously, do you have any Coke?
I don't know.
Why? Coke?
Oh, you could just cut up your meds, and we'll all have fun with it.
Matt, you had
nothing
a fucking...
fun.
I know, but I need some to, like, clear me up.
Clear you up.
Clear
that's
me
what Coke
up.
Does.
Flush it out.
Yeah, I would seriously go to Applebee's and get dessert.
I don't want to go to. I want you to go to your pantry and get dessert.
I got nothing,
nigger.
He hasn't done that in a while.
I can't wait for the phone call tomorrow, dude. Can you just like bleep that?
joke. Dude, I won't forget about the chains if you forget about the rearrange.
Call the Paula Deen, Derek.
That was Steve's new character, Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Steve.
Did you say it in character?
Yes.
Nagger. All right,
then it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. As long as you say it in character.
It's not what
it's
I really like. When this, when a show power button goes off, I don't believe that.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers uses his character.
That's just anger because you won't get me dessert.
I told you, we'll go to Applebee's. I'll buy you dessert.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
I can go for Frosty right now, though.
I can go for cheesecake or something. That's too heavy.
See, now I'm hungry. Food. See, the nugget, I had like maybe 10 nuggets, and it just kind of piqued my appetite instead of...
Peaked it.
Yeah.
They do have that, like, apple chimmy cheesecake thing at Applebee's.
Yeah.
I think fantastic.
I could go for a blondie, too.
You mean, like... God.
Yeah, Deborah Harry. I want Deborah Harry.
Hey, Jeff can't wait to go for some celery.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get some nice celery and
couscous. Who's great, guys?
They probably got bread.
Yeah,
sure they do.
Hell yeah!
Oh, we have meat bread. Is that okay?
Forget it.
It's bread interwoven.
Well, that's basically
can
what
you censor that N-word, please.
Yeah,
just fired out on accident.
Fired out.
There's all these Zimmerman jokes.
Yeah.
Isn't that what, what's his name said, Michael Richards? Just fired out of me.
Right out, Jerry. Mike's got the meat sweats. The white meat sweats.
It's eating through it.
You can actually see the water.
Jeff, I think you can sit down now. I think it's
safe. I'm having a blast sitting like this.
Blast.
You look comfy.
Jeff, well, you won't sit on all those buttermilk ranch packets.
What is that tattoo there?
Which one?
No, it's like some umbrella or something.
It's the dumbest thing I have tattooed on me.
I don't know. That's the most interesting to me.
It's like an umbrella.
Tribute to Rihanna.
With the sun with some rain on it. Yeah, it's a tribute to Rihanna. It's like umbrella.
A tribute to Rihanna?
It does look like an umbrella, Ella. Ella.
It is an umbrella.
Ella.
Does it look well?
Ella.
Does it look beat up? No.
No, it looks fresh.
Now, is that on your shin like a Dexter or something?
That's a punk
Dexter.
Thing,
that's just a really bad Dilbert.
Yeah, it's a bad. It's
is
actually
that, is that the Descendants or something?
Yeah, it's
like flipped upside down, it would be something else.
That's the strike. Oh my God, it's a penis.
I should get a penis tattoo.
Oh.
You would.
I would.
You seem like that kind of guy that would.
I already have a guy's name on
the Let me see the microphone on the back, too.
What do you have? A guy's name? What? Yeah.
I have that microphone. Uh oh. You're going to show your dick.
What
oh,
that?
Yeah, the cupcake.
I can't see that one.
It's a pink cupcake, and it says Matt above it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Can you stretch your leg out so I can see it? No, like, there you go.
And then it's a Sweet Avenue underneath it.
I'm starving. I want a cupcake.
Yeah, I'm starving. I want Matt's
big old dick.
What?
Wait, which one?
His big old DDD.
Any dick looking good.
And who's Matt?
He's sitting right there.
It's this one.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy I lived with for a while.
This just sounds better.
You just
better.
Sound more and more gay. I love it.
Well, me and him also made out several times.
Oh, my God.
Made out.
Yeah, tongues.
And he doesn't drink, folks.
Nope.
Yeah. Don't.
Because drinking's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queers drink.
But guys' tongues aren't.
Yeah.
And Matt's with big dicks.
Well, I just learned that, like, other guys' spit tastes really good.
Why don't we have him on the show more often?
Because I don't talk that much.
Well,
he's saying all the things that Vaughn wishes he could say.
I know. He has the charm of Vaughn and the timing
Wait,
Vaughn
but you
wish
guys
he
hated
had.
The first show I was on, you guys talked the entire time about how much you hated Vaughn. So now I feel hated.
Why? We hated him because
well,
he doesn't
have
time.
Well, they're saying you're the opposite of Vaughn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vaughn never had payoff like that.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Only when he crashed and burned.
Yes.
So he didn't like.
Too bad, not literally.
Guy saliva. You did. Payoff.
We need the records.
Payoff.
Is anybody familiar with the porn star Jenna Presley? I have no idea who this woman is.
The girl from My Name Is Earl?
I need a picture.
Jenna Presley. Well, it's not going to be nude because this is a family show.
Is that the chick from Joe Dirt?
As I keep saying.
Yeah, same.
Joe Dirt. She was hot.
I think I'm tapping out at 45.
This is beyond done.
Beyond done.
I'll still put Matt in third place.
This is Dan Dunn.
Why? What's up with that?
You tapped out at 2.
All right, this is Jenna Presley. I don't know.
I mean,
whoa.
It's trashy. Oh, look at that area between the belly button and the pant line.
Hey!
I love it.
It says, it took 7 years, but Brittany Ruiz finally shed I'm like, I can't read this. Hang on.
Wait, this is a man? Dude. It's going to be a man, isn't it?
Shed the mantle of her porn star career as Jenna Presley. At the end of the tunnel, blah, 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 with the help of the Triple X Church. What? That she found Jesus and became a born-again Christian. In a video posted to YouTube, she described how she was turned to the porn industry by easy money, fawning flattery, and ultimately drug addiction, leading her in a downward spiral.
She might be the hottest born-again Christian ever.
Okay.
I probably could test that, but go ahead.
Well, let's just get the video up here.
Wow.
Like, of her, like, swallowing semen?
Oh, I still got this is Jerry the King Lawler. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in this.
Let's see what the hell. My name is Rachel Collins, and
that oh, she got
her.
Really fat.
2004.
Oh, she looks like she ate a bunch of chicken nuggets or something.
Going to the shows and working with the groups that we have coming in, and ultimately being in porn conventions and going to the women in the shows and letting them know that somebody cares. So we do everything.
And the more I look at her, the hotter she gets.
What a bunch of Debbie Downers. They go to porn conventions and like hand out pamphlets for Jesus.
These Bibles that hold incredible messages of hope and truth of girls have gotten out of the industry. And
this chick looks like Cannibal with hair and out without tattoos.
Actually, bringing yeah, maybe that one.
Amazing
the other
women
kind of looks like
cares and loves them for nothing that they can do for us,
it's like,
but just because
Karen
we're
Angle.
There and we know that God cares, that He would be there loving them, not in a judgmental
sorry,
way, not trying
I mean, you look
to
great.
Gain something from them, but always being there with a quick smile, encouragement, and love, and you know. Just trying to be there for these girls because a lot of people are just there to get things from them, and so we
just shoulders
and serve them. And with all of that, we are so blessed. I'm so blessed to be able to sit here with Brittany after 7 years of loving on her.
I love you, Jeff.
God was working in her life.
Sucking up there, Jeff.
He's looking at me.
From her.
Well, I'm trying to look at the TV, but you're in the way.
Yeah,
I want to see me. Yep, still in the way.
Wanted to share her
story. Is that a TV or a mirror?
Every time I see it, I get chills because it's just to see someone whose life
Mom?
Is really transformed coming from a really dark place to just being so full of light and love and joy. So
it's the show.
My God, is this woman going to stop talking?
Yeah, and I was looking at her like,
what are you talking about? I want to suck Jesus' dick.
Right. Oh, little did I know, little did I ever know that I would stumble upon a Triple X church again since leaving the adult industry. I could not believe my eyes when I realized, wow, these are the Jesus Loves Porn Star people. Then I saw Rachel's picture, and I just had to
this?
Let her know
and
that
I
I'm
said
safe.
She looks definitely. Just like
I
my
want
friend
to
Jeff.
Thank her for all of her kind words and loving spirit. I don't know if she realizes how she impacted me or not, but her being so kind and non-judgmental always felt so good.
Straight edge.
Can we
just a
I
good
never
Samara.
Felt love in my
Can
life.
Can we just get to the part where they're sharing a dildo and like
yes,
licking each other's titties?
No, that doesn't happen.
What?
Would tell me that
no
I was
payoff?
Her favorite and just to have a normal non-porn girl talk. Please tell her
when's
that
a pizza delivery man showing up?
From the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
And somebody want
a pizza? Large sausage?
Big Italian sausage
pizza. I will be attending the seminar in September and I cannot wait to see her.
There's just bigsausagepizza.com.
Thank you.
I have finally encountered the
anybody order tacos with
God,
no lettuce?
I will never go back.
That would be me.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Brittany.
I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to eat, I guess.
She does look cute there.
Yeah.
She's definitely a good looking woman. But
except for beaver teeth.
Beaver teeth.
I don't
God.
Mind that.
All right, that's enough of this. We don't care about this.
In case you never had teeth nibble your balls in, man. Then you'd worry about it.
So more importantly, when the church organizes these trips to the porn conventions, like... How quickly do the guys volunteer?
Yeah.
Do you have any
No,
nude?
I'll go.
I'll help rid the world of these heathens.
Yes.
Can you pop a nude up that the people can't see?
I'm sure I could.
Yeah, I want to see what she looks like topless.
And I want to see
yeah,
if
get that hand
her
up.
Her nipples are hideously scarred.
And I want to see if she's got a bush or not. So.
Oh, she's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is like my nightmare porn person.
How beat up is her box?
Right, so it's not on there now?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, that's like...
That's not terrible at all.
That's pretty bad.
No, it could be
bad.
Worse.
I think really I love bad. Her.
It's better than China's.
Definitely could be worse.
Oh, here, I got a better one here.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. I would give it to her.
Break me off yeah. a piece of that.
So, yeah. Maybe it's for the best. Those boobs look road-worn.
But they could be worse.
So
they could be.
To backtrack a little bit, I have the stats on 50 nuggets.
Okay.
That's 2,200 calories,
mm-hmm.
140 grams of fat,
ooh.
350 milligrams of cholesterol, 4,600 milligrams of sodium, 130 carbohydrate, 100 grams of protein.
Yes.
Ooh. And 20% of your daily vitamin C.
20%, that's healthy. That's good.
It's healthy. It's got protein. It's healthy. It's good. You guys got muscles now.
Nugget time. There was some, how was it? Did I save it? Let me tell me I didn't save it.
I'm trying. I'm fighting through it, man.
You only have four left. Deleting. There's no way you can't fight through.
There was this kind of online thing about how the McDonald's McDouble is the, basically like the, was it most nutritious and bountiful food that's ever existed in human history. No, this is New York Post.
What is the McDonald's double?
It is a double cheeseburger with a single slice of cheese. It's got onions, pickles.
Just sounds boring.
And very affordable.
And it's usually a dollar.
Yeah.
It's basically saying price per calorie. It's the most bountiful food you can get. For people who don't normally eat that kind of food.
That's
bullshit.
Probably true.
The last time I had a McDouble was inadvertently on 4th of July.
Whoops, y'all.
I was going to visit my grandmother in the hospital, and there were a lot of people in the room, about 15 of us just hanging out. And my aunt's husband comes in with a bag of McDonald's,
nice.
Or a couple bags of McDonald's and his, and their kids. And I was planning on getting food after I left, but he kind of pushed it on me, you know, a little peer pressure.
Come on, man. It's the most bountiful
like,
food in the
Matthew,
existence.
He's like, Matthew, you wanna? He's like, you wanna McDouble? And I'm like, no, I'm probably gonna grab something. And he just like gives me this look, and he like extends his arm with
come
the
on, man.
Yeah, like come on, man.
I know
and
you
I'm
want
like,
it.
I'm looking, I'm like, and he goes, it's only gonna last an hour.
What?
Meaning like you're gonna be hungry again in an hour.
You're gonna shit it right out.
Don't make me twist your okay.
It's funny because he's like a Chilean man who kind of looks like The Rock.
Oh.
Well, kind of.
yes. Kinda. 390 calories, 23 grams, or a half a daily serving of protein. 7% of your...
390 calories?
Yeah, 390. Wow.
And Matt is a Polish man who looks like a mountain. So, there you go.
Man Mountain Polak.
7% of your daily fiber and 20% of daily calcium and so on. It's usually around a dollar. It's available in 14,000 locations across the U.S., so for, I guess for people who don't typically eat this stuff all day like us, it's pretty much the best thing you can buy.
You could eat like five of them a day then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds
I'll
of other.
I'll take up that diet.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all kinds of other things that would go on if you did that. Oh. But
like what?
See, here's the problem I have with the McDouble. Oh, boy. One slice of cheese. If you get the double cheeseburger, it is the same exact thing, but with two slices of cheese. Because every time I say, oh, can I get a double cheeseburger? They go, well, do you want the McDouble or the
double
cheeseburger?
Cheese.
And I'm like, what's the difference? And they said, well, an extra slice of cheese. I'm like, well, that's stupid.
For like 50 cents more.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. Give me the two slices of cheese.
That's a dumb question. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'll get a McDouble with an extra slice of cheese, please.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get the extra slice of cheese, it's only a quarter.
Hmm.
Just kidding. I don't know.
Oh. Huh. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. So now I kind of want a McDouble.
You're also a DQP guy.
What's that?
Double quarter pounder.
Nah, he doesn't go for
I can't do that anymore. It's all, it's like pure salt.
Even I've
it's so gross.
DQP.
Can't do it anymore. Oh, here's a picture, by the way. One of the greatest pictures of a
That's
cheeseburger.
That's a big old burger.
I will get that tattooed on me if you pay for it.
I'll do it. Do it right
do
now.
It.
Let's go to Applebee's, get some dessert, and we'll go get some tattoos.
With each other's names over it?
Yes.
Like, I will get that on my kneecap.
On your kneecap?
Ow. See, they could shrink that bun down just a little bit.
Yeah, well, first of all, the McDouble looks
390?
Nothing like that.
Was it 390, you said?
Yeah.
They probably get that down to 350.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 390. And the, yeah, it's always squished, and the cheese is usually, like, hanging off. That's 50? He can't do it. He's going to barf.
Just don't do it, man.
Just put it down, man.
Unlike Kev.
No. Should I do it?
Unlike Kev, Matt, your heart can't take that.
Should I eat this nugget?
No.
What do you guys think? Should I eat this nugget? You guys want me to eat this nugget right now? Well, I'm going to eat it anyway.
Go to hell, you die.
That's right.
I turned on him.
They're cheering because Matt died.
What is this Massachusetts girl?
Hot.
Oh, never mind.
She hot?
No, forget it.
Oh, is she the one that got eaten by an asparagus?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
Are you okay?
There was a guy dressed up like an asparagus. He ate some woman in Massachusetts.
No.
Was it a black asparagus or a white one?
Black.
It can't be real.
No, because it said the youngest chess grandmaster, and I read it real quick, and it said grandmother. I'm like, what the fuck? God.
By the way, I want to bang a black chick.
What?
You've said this before.
Yeah, every day you say this. You text me every morning.
Do I?
Is that why your wife is so tan?
Yeah. Keep going, baby. Keep doing it.
Not tan enough. I want you burnt.
Come on, I want you in there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Jeff, anyway. I'm about to call bullshit on your asparagus eating a person thing.
Wow.
We'll look it up.
I'm doing it right now.
Well, then you got worked.
Hey, Derek, can you toss me that cord there? I can't stand
it. So an asparagus walked up to some lady and ate her?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I don't want to have asparagus.
I couldn't think of an animal fast enough. So did the asparagus'
urine smell after that?
All the other asparagi were like, dude, your piss smells like papal.
Asparagi.
Cut that shit out.
Speaking of burgers, speaking of burgers, a 5-ounce beef patty assembled from thousands of teeny tiny meat strips cultured from the stem cells of a single cow is to be served next week in London. The price, how much do you think this genetically?
£1,000.
Let's do US dollars.
Okay.
$100
Matt, you go first.
I'm going to say £100. $100.
$100?
$100. Let's go with $10,000.
$10,000? Steve?
$800.
$800?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
$1. $3,000.
$500.
Oh. $527. Oh, so close. I was legitimately
going to go with $3,600,
actually.
$3,600? Okay. Well, you're all wrong.
Actual retail price of the burger is?
$385. $1,000.
Oh, I was closest without going over.
You are.
Who's going to eat that?
The scientists behind the in vitro burger believe the synthetic meat could help save the world from the growing consumer demand for
not
beef.
Not that price tag.
Yeah, exactly. The future appetite for beef alone, for instance, could easily lead to the conversion of science and bio. Yes, the precious patty will be made of some 3,000 strips of artificial beef. Each the size of a grain of rice.
I'll take a large number two. That'll be $715,000.
Never mind. I'm going to go next door and eat at buckets of shit.
What if you take off the cheese?
Sorry, I stole that from Lewis Black.
That's 25 cents less.
Yes, it's grown from bovine stem cells cultured in the laboratory. Or laboratory, if you're Dexter.
You mean
like
the blood size?
Showtime?
No, the cartoon.
Oh, True Blood.
Yeah.
True Blood cartoon.
What? Shit blood.
Damn. So this, we could just be making. Would you eat this, Cannonball?
What?
Yeah, would you eat lab beef?
See, I'm not going to answer because I'll never be able to afford it. So
well,
really
no.
Doesn't
the
matter.
Idea of this is that it's being done now, and it could eventually be mass processed and be cheaper, and we wouldn't
well,
have to kill the
animals.
Well,
that's what KFC does. I don't eat them. They just make their own animals and then kill them.
Well, no, they're making meat from stem cells. There's
yeah,
no
it grows
actual,
in a test tube.
Know, there's no actual
much,
living animal.
That was too much science. I didn't give a shit.
Too much science. So, no, you wouldn't?
Yeah, no.
No, real honest question.
Wait, so what do they say one more, like in the dumbest terms?
So, in other words, they take a stem cell from an animal,
uh-huh.
which doesn't hurt them.
No.
They have it. It's in a
sure,
little thing.
Sure.
And from that, they grow a little strain of meat.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat that.
Okay.
It's still meat, though.
It is meat, but
yeah,
it's not.
A stem cell.
It's,
yeah, but
nothing is killed.
The stem cell came from the cow's ass.
Yeah. Meat. You're eating ass meat. I just fooled
oh, no,
you.
No, I've never
ass
eaten
ass meater.
Yeah, but
oh,
you
no,
gotta,
I've never eaten a guy's ass before.
But see, that's what I don't understand.
I was
going to
do that anyway. It's Sunday.
That's what I don't understand about the vegans. Like, you got to kill a plant to eat it. Like, what's
yeah,
the difference?
Yeah, you know, plants scream.
This is the dumbest conversation.
You know, I bet nobody's ever said that to you before.
Exactly. You know what? I doubt that.
Hey, guys, if I were on a deserted island, if there was meat there, I might eat it. That's the other conversation every vegan has.
Yeah.
No, every
true,
family
though.
Party.
Or you're starving to death.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose if you cut a tomato, it lets out like some kind of sonic
it does.
Boom.
Yeah. Some sonic weird
boom,
like
yeah.
sonic
that's
boom.
What, that's why
some
I
weird
go,
photosynthesis
I
thing goes off
yeah.
and it alerts all the other
yeah.
tomatoes.
So run, can, motherfucker!
And then it becomes an attack of the
killer tomatoes.
The killer
tornadoes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
killer tornadoes.
Which
yeah.
are all Jeff's friends because he's a vegan.
Yeah. Did any of you guys watch Tornado Shark?
No.
You mean Sharknado?
Sharknado,
you
know,
fucking
it.
Idiot!
Tornado.
Sorry, I took that movie really serious.
Tornado Shark.
Whatever.
I saw parts of it.
I did not see it.
Wasn't that what's her face in it?
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Terrible nipples. Yeah, Tara lost titty.
Tara Reid was in it, and the guy with the blonde hair from 90210 was in it.
Oh, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
He's
just like, yeah.
David Alan Greer?
No. Yeah, no, I know.
Patrick Duffy.
Winston Churchill.
Ziering or something like that,
Winston
right?
Churchill.
Ian Ziering.
Is that the blonde guy?
The one with the curly hair?
Yeah.
The older
Stevie
guy?
Wonder.
Ian Ziering.
Isn't he married to somebody famous, too? Like that you would,
Dennis Franz.
Who?
Ian Ziering.
Yeah, this loser.
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, yeah, Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Yeah, he's married
oh,
to
my
her.
God, it's a tornado with a shark in it.
Tara Reid has one titty, by the way. The other one's a dead goat tit.
And it fell out.
Brad Armstrong.
Brad Paisley.
Is this going to be the end of every show, just us naming people?
By the way,
Ed Norton.
Ian Ziering sometimes bears a strange.
Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure it's. He
what a pretentious.
Ian.
Well, he is Jewish.
Pat Buck, sometimes. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that.
Pat Buck.
No idea.
So I'm just saying.
By the way, I know I've talked about 2.5 wrestlers on here before the podcast. Pat Buck just started doing his own podcast, like by himself.
Oh yeah.
Well, fuck that.
And it's like this. It's kind of weird because it's like just him for a half hour talking about wrestling and stuff and himself and his own insanity. And it's like really just kind of peeling back the curtain on what seems to be somebody who's like so with it, but also slipping away like very slowly.
It's like a
it was incredibly interesting. Yeah. It's like you're literally just hearing everything he's thinking about. But he just happens to be saying it out loud.
Like a bubbling cauldron of disaster.
So it's like recording his thoughts in his head.
Yeah. I really dug it.
It's a little journal.
That's good.
Yeah.
So listen to that instead of this.
Scroll up, Matt.
Why, this is good.
Yeah, that's all
right. That's his actual wife.
Oh, that's not Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would have fucked Tara Reid in that fucking movie she was in.
She's pretty gross.
Scary Movie, I think it was called.
Scary Boobies is more like it.
That was her, right? They got caught in the garage?
Don't remember.
What, is it a scary movie or was that an actual...
Scary movie.
The real movie. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it was called?
Scream?
Scream.
That was Drew Barrymore.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? No, it was Harry.
And then Carmen
Electra. No, Drew Barrymore's the one who died in the beginning.
Yeah. Carmen Electra did the whole fake one.
Yeah.
She still looks good, movie. By the way.
Rose McGowan died in the garage.
Yes.
Rose McGowan.
Remember her nipples in that.
I'd fuck her.
Rose McGowan. I forgot what she even looks like.
Nah, she looks was the one that died
horrendous.
In the garage.
Really?
I know she was the one that died in the garage because the one that died in the garage had blonde hair.
I was such a
She had blonde hair in that movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's hot with blonde hair.
I was such a huge fan of hers, and okay. Now she looks terrible.
Who?
Rose McGowan.
That's because Marilyn Manson banged that shit down.
She fucked. He fucked her up. Bring her up there. Give me a before and after.
So that's two things that he's responsible for ruining.
Hey, I know another.
Let me get the best picture I can find.
Rose McGowan.
Oh, my God.
Rose McGowan and bringing guns to school.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marilyn Manson.
Thanks a lot.
You fucked everything
Jerk.
Up.
Jerk.
I know another conversation, by the way, just to backtrack, that vegans have. Jeff, you don't eat pussy, right? Because it's meat?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if a vegan chick's, like, sucking your dick, is she allowed to swallow it?
Is it okay if the teeth touch?
Well, is she allowed to swallow it?
So
no, it's not okay if the teeth touch.
Oh, wait, Rose McGowan's got wine teeth.
Slight on the TV.
So yeah, by the whatever this picture was taken, she's clearly already had some work done and starting to look like shit. But nah, you gotta find some worse ones.
Some what?
Some worse.
Worse
really
ones.
Oh, really?
So wait, what you're saying is Derek didn't find the worst picture of her.
So you
no.
figure this would be like my
oh, man.
What is
oh,
it?
My God.
That's not her, is it?
Oh yeah.
What?
A little Lindsay Lohan going there.
A little.
Yeah.
It looks like a cross between Lindsay Lohan and fucking Dobby from
kinda,
Harry Charlize Potter.
Starr. It kind of looks like Joe Walsh without a mustache.
There's a little Alyssa Milano going there.
Nah. Well, they both had the same doctor.
Oh. She looks like Legolas actually.
How she was amazing. She was amazing. And why?
That's horrible.
Why?
Bitches get old and they try to stop getting old.
Yeah,
but I
get
guarantee
fucked up.
You she wouldn't have looked anywhere near this bad. I mean, she's, what is she, like, not even 40?
I don't know. She's got wine teeth, though.
What? What, off color? Or
yeah,
like?
They're browning and dying.
Okay.
Rosa McGowan is 39.
Wow.
Man.
I'd fuck her ear hole.
I prefer Rose Ario Dawson.
I'd hear her stance on politics.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big mouth there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even really mean to do that. See, now I wish the camera was on me.
I'm sorry I did that.
It was like hiding back here, and then I went to go like, oh yeah, and it just came out.
It was so clear though. Oh dear.
By the way, Matt, during the Wolverine movie, were you popping a boner for what's her name's cleavage every time she showed up?
Yeah, I love her.
What's her name?
Famke Johnson.
What?
It's what her Famke? Name is. That's what her name is.
How do you spell that?
Famke.
Ew.
Isn't that the shit Juggalo
did?
Ew.
That's the whitest name ever. Fuck
hey, babe,
that.
What's your name? Famke. Get the fuck out of here.
Can you guys tell the ending of that movie? Because I'm not going to see it, but I'm kind of curious.
What movie? The movie we just
Wolverine
talked about?
3 or whatever it is.
It's just called, I think it's just called The Wolverine.
Right? Well, they're trying to make you forget about Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Oh.
X-Men Origins Wolverine. It was really bad.
So what happened?
But
this
this movie I really enjoyed.
Here.
That's from.
She was really hot in the faculty, by the way.
Oh, that.
Which, by the way, I couldn't. I'm just like every time I see her, I want to think she's hot.
She
but then
is
I
hot.
See her hands.
She, no,
and she's got these veiny like grandma hands. Like
yeah. Well, she's almost 50 years old.
Don't care.
But
plus her one hand's just a complete lobster claw.
Yeah. That's if I remember correctly, that's from around the time of the last X-Men movie that she was in, which was about 6 or 7
I think
years
Mike's
ago.
Gonna be the first one to drop dead, by the way.
He's done.
So wait, so you're
side effects.
So you're out for Applebee's desserts?
Oh no, I'm
okay.
Cool down that meat sweat.
Can we go to the pictures of her from the faculty movie?
Here's the thing. In recent years she's obviously been hitting the gym like a lot more. She's getting a little more like pointy and a little more mannish.
If I was gay, I'd fuck Josh Hartnett in that movie too. By the way, you with me, Jeff? Right?
Who are we fucking?
Josh Hartnett.
Who are we fucking?
I honestly know actors' name. I don't know anything about actors.
He was from
names,
the faculty.
So I don't.
And he was in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that came out when I was like 6.
Pearl Harbor.
Never saw it.
All right, you need to pull up a
Never
picture of Josh Hartnett, preferably.
I'm not
with
a movie
shirt
person,
on, please.
Really.
I'm still looking for the faculty picture.
Fucking.
I don't know what 30
I'm
nights
in the
is.
Faculty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just making
that's Josh Hart. That's the back of Josh Hart's neck.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, I know who that is. No, I legitimately do.
Came
no,
on
I
the back of his head
pages.
Once.
Nah, he looks like a fucking weird.
No, go like to no go with no shirt on, Derek, please. Oh, by the way.
Let's see that.
Speaking of no shirt and dudes we'd fuck, Ryan Reynolds is coming out with a new movie.
Oh, boy.
Anybody else with me?
Wait, what's happening?
If in all seriousness, if you were gay, wouldn't you bang the shit out of Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Thank you, Mike. Kev, please.
I ain't gay.
Ooh, I am.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. Look at that little boy.
Who is that?
Look, Ryan Reynolds is one of those guys that I feel that if you were laying in bed with him, he'd snuggle with you.
Yeah. And you wouldn't mind his little penis
you know
touching
what?
Your butt.
He'd stroke your hair and make you feel loved.
Yes. And I'd rub his nips.
And then he'd say something endearing that would genuinely make you laugh.
I've always pictured just pouring milk all over his abs. Yes.
Eating nuggets off his
just rushing down, just washing down his washboard abs. Mm. And just like kind of like finger fuck his butt.
And speaking of that awful Wolverine movie, he was Deadpool.
Yeah. They want to make a Deadpool movie.
I know.
That's Josh Hartnett, by the way?
Apparently, I don't know.
So, Jeff, would you fuck him too or what?
Josh? No, I don't like him. He's not my type.
He almost has like a Cody Rhodes thing going on.
You know what? I don't like dog tags.
Really, dog tags just make me fucking sick.
I don't want pictures of
fight
Funko.
War, not worse.
But yeah.
I think we're just about done here.
Oh, how long is this episode?
I don't even know. 20 minutes.
Too
long. Let's get dessert.
You said I'll go.
I'll fucking go.
I need something other than
you
water.
Said you were buying it for me, so I'll go.
Yeah, I'll buy
let's keep the show going. Let's do another 20 hours.
Cannonball is dangling the microphone like a
lick it,
like
lick
a partially detached penis.
I was gonna say like Madison Square Garden.
Everybody's asking.
No,
I was trying to think of a dick. Let's get ready to rumble, guy. No. But
Michael Buffer.
Thank you.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, let's do it. Let's get ready to take a fucking shit.
Hey, how about that story we were riding in the bang bus about that dude that threw his poop at people?
What?
He knew exactly what to do.
Oh, yeah.
He was at a hotel party. He was throwing
Kyle.
His
oh, yeah. Kyle would be swine it. Was at a party, and his brother, well, first off, the people didn't want him there, and he was there with his friend Joey Hedges, and his brother is just like, just go in there and just take a shit everywhere, and he's just like, you won't do it, and Kyle's like, yeah, I'll do it, no problem.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's the thing, though. Kyle, at this time, was, I think, 20 years old, and he looked like, no offense,
I know,
looked like Jeff. He looked like Cannonball, and he went in there, started walking around. People were just didn't know who he was. Then he went into the bathroom and took a shit, and then he just came out and just started throwing shit everywhere at everybody.
At people?
Yes.
Dude, I hate people like that.
He threw.
I feel like me and Kyle would be really good friends.
Yeah,
hung out more together.
Like, it's funny, but like, if I was there, I would be so pissed.
What? Because you're getting shit thrown at you?
Well, yeah.
So what? It's a shit.
But so what?
All right, Fun Sponge.
It's me, Bubba the Fun Sponge. I don't know. Like, I knew a guy once, and we were in White Castle, of course. And he was just, he was trying to make it look like he was drinking a soda, but he was actually chewing tobacco. And when he went to take a drink, he was actually spitting the tobacco into the drink. And he was doing it for a while. And he's just like smirking, and he wasn't talking, just like looking at everybody. And I was with my my ex at the time. I was like, "Let's get out of here because he's gonna do something stupid." And we left, and we found out that he ended up yelling something at the top of his lungs and throwing the drink on a table, and it just blew up, and tobacco juice just went everywhere. And then he ran out. So I was very glad that I wasn't there.
33.
What's that?
33.
33. What?
CC.
Craig?
Oh, no, it wasn't Craig.
Oh, okay.
No. It was actually, I actually saw him at your wrestling show a couple months ago.
Who?
What? Weird. I don't think you know him.
Oh, not Craig.
He just ran to, no, not Craig. Why do you call him 33?
Because that's his initials, C's 3.
Oh, okay.
And it's also the year that Hitler took office.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that was in the back of my head, of course, but.
That's why he's called 33.
Oh, all right. Well, he likes Hitler or something?
No.
Okay. So we're going to go to Applebee's. I'm serious, by the way.
All right, we're going.
Waiting for you.
They're going to be closing soon, so. We're not taking more tables.
Yeah, my sister told me a story about that recently. She went in there, and they told her that they weren't serving, even though it said they served till a certain time.
Yeah.
But she was like, bullshit.
See, that I would just immediately leave, because then you know whatever you're going to get is going to be half-assed or spit on.
She didn't care.
No? How old is your sister now?
19.
God damn. Kids. Fucking kids. Yeah. All right, well, thanks a lot to... I just look over. Everybody's fucking dead. You guys, you guys are beat.
No. I'm doing all right, but Mike...
Yeah, you're doing okay. Mike looks like he's going to... I don't know. I don't think we're going to see Mike anymore.
My teeth almost tasted like I was using mouthwash for a while.
You might be having a stroke.
Okay. Why do you always say that?
Yeah, I lost feeling in my right leg.
No, that's fine.
It goes speech, arms, and then something else for strokes.
Don't you smell burning or something?
No. Well, you know,
peanuts.
When you talk to your speech, your left side starts to fall down, and then the whole thing is that you want to try to lift something up with both your hands. And if your left side's weaker, and then you know that you're having a stroke.
Now, what if you just keep saying slobberknocker
to a smile
and my ass?
That was palsy.
Oh, okay.
You never stroke.
Excuse the fuck out of me. All right, we'll see you guys
you
next week.
Ignorant bastard.
My ass.
Booker T.
350.
David Taylor. Bobby Eaton. Steven Regal. Max Payne.
Max Moon. All right, see you guys later.
Max Mini.